Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Have you ever wondered how dry cleaning is actually dry? Well, you're about to know. You're about to know how dry cleaning works a little bit. So, dry cleaning, here's the thing, it's not really dry. It's actually using liquids. It just doesn't use water, and that's why they call it dry cleaning, which, yeah, it's pretty stupid, but look, that's just the case. In the old-timey days, dry cleaning used to use a solvent called kerosene. You might light your heater with it in your home, especially if you live in a rural area and you don't have electricity. But people figured out that kerosene is not that great for clothes, especially once we had something called perchloral ethylene, or PERC, in dry cleaning vernacular. This is the solvent that's most commonly used today. It's probably highly toxic, and there's a lot of dry cleaners out there that you'll see say they use greener methods. Now, when you see that, they're usually using liquefied carbon dioxide, which is a lot greener than PERC, and which is, again, a highly toxic solvent. But it works. Now, a dry cleaning machine looks a lot like a combination washer-dryer that you might see, you know, an industrial-sized one, and it is a finely tuned instrument. What the dry cleaner will do is throw your clothes in there with this PERC, or whatever solvent it is that they're using, and they heat it to a perfect 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Anything more than that, it's just going to destroy your clothes. And anything less than that, it might not have the cleaning ability that you want it to have. And it's going to agitate it and take the PERC and filter it out and reuse it. And then when it's finally done, all of the PERC is going to be captured and reused and sequestered before they even open the door, because you don't want this stuff going into the atmosphere. And then, voila, you have a dry, cleaned, wet shirt that has been cleaned with industrial solvents. And that is dry cleaning. And yes, it's wet still, but at least it's not water.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.